Right now, we're joined on the phone by the longtime voice of the Charlotte Hornets, Maine native Steve Martin, joining us from Boston, where the Hornets play the Celtics tonight. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Rich.
How in the world are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. It was interesting listening to that ad about Emily Ellis. I can remember calling her games when she was at Mount View.
Yeah, Emily's done pretty well for herself in the real estate world. Matter of fact, we bought a house a few months back, and Emily was our realtor taking care of business.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I want to talk about your big decision that was announced yesterday in a little bit. But first, let's talk about tonight, Hornets and Celtics. And boy, this Charlotte team, you guys are on a roll, 5 straight wins after manhandling the Bulls the other night.
Yeah, it may come to a crashing halt tonight. This is a trap game for us because we're back-to-back. Got to bed last night or this morning at around 2:30 after flying up from Charlotte. And then Boston has had off since they beat Memphis and drubbed them pretty badly 2 days ago. And then they don't play again until they play later in the week. So this is a trap game for us. And I think our losing streak, our winning streak probably will come to an end tonight. If not, then halt the presses. It's a big game.
Boy, one of the pleasant surprises for the team this season has to be not just the play, but the good health of Dwight Howard, who's appeared in every game so far.
Yeah, and last night we got a little scary. He had a tweak in his back and just walked off the court at the end of the first quarter. We didn't see him until the end of halftime. And then he came out in the third quarter and scored 18 of his 24 points. He was masterful last night. He's been great on the court for us. He's been outstanding.
And does he present, Steve, maybe the biggest matchup problem for the Celtics tonight?
Probably does, definitely. Boston is a team that progresses quite easily without a center, though. And the fact that he's got to go out and chase guys like Horford and the like out on the perimeter is not a tantalizing prospect for us. So as big as he is inside, you can always counter that. And the way that the game is going now, getting away from post offense, you're oftentimes seeing a team like Boston. They'll sit there with 5 guys out and say, come get us.
How good is this Celtics team? I think they've been a pleasant surprise to New England fans who thought they'd be good, but then when Hayward went down, people weren't quite sure.
You know, the interesting thing about this team is that they got a lot of guys that nobody counted on that would make a contribution to this team. And their contribution is not very big, but guys like Daniel Theiss, I mean, the kid from Germany, he's a rookie, averaging 5.4 points a game, but he's averaging 12.3 over the last 5, and he's there to fill in with other guys. You know, they find guys to fit gaps for them when other guys are out. They're not a very big team, but Jason Tatum is the only guy who's played every game this year for Boston, which is kind of interesting. But he's proven to be the real thing. I think Danny Ainge has done a great job building this team. His 2 first-round draft picks in the last 2 years have been great, Jason Tatum, and then before that, Jaylen Brown. So those have all worked out for them. And, of course, the Kyrie Irving trade, they took Cleveland as the cleaners on that one because nobody knows where Isaiah Thomas is right now.
And, boy, Brad Stevens, is he as well-respected around the rest of the league as he is here?
Twice as respected around the league. Our coach, Steve Clifford, thinks the world of Brad. They're 2 good friends, and they came into the league at the same year from different backgrounds, obviously, but they're good friends. It's a good fraternity of those people who came in 5 years ago, and Brad and Steve have a mutual admiration society for each other.
How is Steve Clifford doing? And we know he had some health problems there for a while, was not getting any sleep. Are things better for him?
Yes, they are. He's done really, Rich, as close to a 180 as you can do. When he took ill, when this overcame him, he was handling every element of practice, every element of game day shoot around, and the assistants were just kind of, you know, whenever he called upon them. And now he's changed his whole routine. In order to enable him enough rest, he's passed off a lot of duties to the assistants, who are very good. I mean, we've got Steven Silas, who's going to be a head coach someday somewhere, and we got a couple of guys like that on the staff, and they're quite capable of handling things very well. They have a lot of experience, and they all work well together. Steve has kind of trusted them in the set since he came back on January 17th. Everything's worked out very, very well.
We're talking with Steve Martin here on Downtown Celtics and the Hornets tonight. Would you say the East is pretty wide open right now, given the struggles that the Cavs have had and other issues around the conference?
Well, I'm not really so worried about the Cavs. I'm kind of keeping my eyes on Toronto and Boston. Toronto is unbelievable. They've done little things like change DeMar DeRozan and have him add more of a three-point presence to his repertoire, which was already good enough, and now it's even better. And that guard combination of Lowry and DeRozan will just eat you alive. Valanciunas now has the freedom to go out and take threes. The thing about Toronto is that their second unit is almost as good as their first. So they're a very deep team. Whether they're going to be good in a best-of-seven series somewhere, I don't know. But that's where Cleveland comes to the forefront and says, okay, we'll take over here. It's postseason time. But I think right now Toronto and Boston, and then I think Cleveland will be there in the postseason. Can you avoid them until the championship? If that's the key. And it looks like right now, one and two are going to be able to avoid three at some point. But you got to watch out for Washington too. In the East, they've had a tough schedule. We beat them the other, last Friday night, but they haven't lost since. So they're a pretty good team.
Steve, you've been associated with the NBA for more than three decades now, and there were some rough spots, I think, for the league, perhaps there in the 90s and after Jordan got done, and then maybe a league in search of identity, but things seem to be stronger than ever right now. Who gets the credit for not just the popularity here in America, but the global popularity of this league?
Well, the league has been very savvy about marketing itself overseas, and China, of course, is a very fertile area to mine your game. Of course, basketball is gaining strength in Europe, especially in Spain. That's probably the most competitive international league out there. So you're seeing basketball grow internationally. The NBA has helped FIBA stoke the fire, and they've been in there with them all the way as far as marketing is concerned. You won't find any better marketing people than in the NBA. That doesn't mean necessarily that the NBA is going to take over the NFL. We're still legions away from that. But, the NBA has done a good job, very smart marketing. You got guys like Mark Cuban who are involved in the league and stuff like that. But you've got some other people who are very savvy basketball people who know how to market and know how to build teams.
Steve, the word came out this week that this will be your last season on the microphone for Charlotte. You'll be retiring at the end of the year. Is Deb ready to have you around the house full time?
Oh, yeah, she's more than ready. But she says, see, we've been married 42 years, but she says because I spent 6 years out with the team that it actually is only 21. So, I guess I got some catching up to do. We'll see. Yeah, she's got a list. Oh, yeah.
Now,
it give us a chance to, my dad lives with us. He's 90 years old. He'll be 90 in June, and we bring him up every summer. I ride up with him every summer as he goes to camp up near Millinocket, and then I go back south. From now on, we'll be coming up and be staying all summer with it, which I'm really looking forward to.
Well, that's great. Now, do you remember the first play-by-play that you did back on WABI in the day?
I do. It was it was the Eastern Maine Class, but back then it was Class M tournament. You remember that 8-game first day of the tournament?
I sure do.
And George Hale gave me the 8:00 game, and he said, "Well, I'll show Martin. He'll get that game." So it was Hogston and Washington Academy. It went into overtime, and it was won on a half court shot at the buzzer by a kid from Hodgson.
Wow. And we're talking, what, 1971, 72?
72. I went to work. I was at ABI. I started at ABI in fall of 71. That was my freshman year at Maine, and then continued till 82. And that was in the the 1972 Eastern Maine tournament.
Well, I said this, and I'll say it again. The only reason I'm doing anything in this foolish business is because I have the greatest broadcasting school in history, working with you and with George and with Gary Thorne back in the day. You couldn't have better role models than that, even though I don't think of you as being old enough to retire, and that makes me feel a little old.
we got to take the hint when it's time to go.
I've been getting that. People have been giving me that look for 20 years. I don't think it's about age with me, though.
No, the numbers all add up for me. This is not an all of a sudden thing. My wife and I kind of went through this last summer, and we said, "Well, can we, you know, can we retire? You know, I'm 65. I've been in the business for 50 years. Yeah, that means I started when I was 15, and I've been in the NBA for 30. It just fits all the way down along the line, and." Financial people said, "Yeah, I think you can. I think you can do it with all you've got going on." So, January 15th, I walked into my boss in Charlotte and I said, "You know, when it's May, I'll have been gone a month." So, that's how it went. And I hate to leave some of those people. I work for a great guy. His name is Mike Castaldi. He really believes in radio, and he's great to work for. But you know. There's time for everything, and it's time to move on. I can feel, you know, the edge is coming off a little bit. So go while it's your idea and not theirs.
Absolutely. Well, we wish you nothing but good luck and happiness. Hope to see you this summer when you're up, and enjoy the game tonight, Steve.
I will, and I will to both.
Excellent. And give our best to Deb as well.
I will, Rich.
Thanks, Steve. Good to talk with you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Steve Martin, voice of the Charlotte Hornets. They take on the Celtics tonight.